With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Securing the southern border, just one of the accomplishments that President Trump is expected to highlight when he goes prime time tonight delivering his State of the Union speech. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that Mr. Trump will be facing a somewhat skeptical American public.
In a shift from last year's Capitol Hill speech, the president is underwater when it comes to his job approval. According to the Real Clear Politics average of 12 major polls, a majority of voters disapprove of Donald Trump, 56% to 43%. And even though the president will be highlighting his actions on the economy, only about 41% of Americans give him positive marks on keeping prices in check. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In light of the Supreme Court's ruling striking down the president's global tariffs, FedEx is suing the Trump administration, the package delivery giant seeking a full refund for the tariffs it has paid. Today marks the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The attack makes other European countries anxious about their own sovereignty. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
How and when this conflict ends is going to affect everybody in the United Kingdom for a very long time, which is why it's so important that we make sure that it's a just and lasting peace. And Ukraine is very much the front line of our freedom.
More than a dozen senior European officials are visiting Kiev, meant as a show of support for Ukraine. The snowblowers, shovels, and plows working overtime in the snowy northeast this morning. Utility crews are on the job as well, working to restore power to tens of thousands of utility customers. On Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 106 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 81 points. S&P futures better by 9. This is SRN News. A report card for American churchgoers.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it seeks to find out how Protestants who attend worship regularly are doing in different aspects of discipleship. When it comes to obeying God and denying self, 75% say they're doing that, good for a grade of C. Churchgoers also get a C on serving God and exercising their faith. But the grade is D when it comes to reading the Bible and an F on the issue of sharing Christ with others. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring displays of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block placed on the measure that a lower court first issued back in 2024. In the opinion, the court said it was too early to make a judgment call on the constitutionality of the law. This is SRN News. Youngsters, not the only ones who had a ball during yesterday's big snowstorm.
A pair of otters got an early start to enjoying the snow as security cameras captured the fun at Baltimore's National Aquarium. It described the otters as rolling, sliding, and romping through the snow on the aquarium's education deck. One otter took a running start before launching himself into a slide along the deck. The aquarium says there was no doubt the otters were completely enjoying themselves. One spokesman said their critters were utterly amazing. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear from oil and gas companies. Those companies are trying to block lawsuits seeking billions of dollars for damage that the plaintiffs claim is a result of climate change. Companies say this could ruin America's energy industry. More details, SRNNews.com.